On the 12th of May 2012, 100 police officers armed with assault rifles and machetes descended on the Port Moresby landmark of Pugger Hill. Their target was an informal settlement that had dotted the hill shoreline for over half a century. Residents were told at gunpoint to dismantle their properties and leave Pugger Hill, or they were warned their homes would be burnt to the ground. When community leaders challenged the legitimacy of this forced eviction, police responded with gunfire. Yet, for the best part of 50 years, this historic Port Moresby community had been a relatively uncontentious addition to the city's expanding terrain. Indeed, it sits relatively unobtrusively on the margins of Pugger Hill, a 14-hectare site which was declared a national park by the Papua New Guinea government in 1987. Nevertheless, this Port Moresby beauty spot abuts the central business district and therefore has been a much sought-after prize for property developers. Perhaps not surprisingly then, in 1997, Pugger Hill's national park status was revoked and the land leased to the Pugger Hill Development Company, or PHDC. According to the developer, they will turn Pugger Hill into a progressive icon by constructing a 5-star hotel on the site, in addition to executive apartments, an exclusive marina and a boutique shopping centre. The current residents of Pugger Hill bitterly oppose this proposal. To give voice to their concerns, community leaders established the advocacy body Pugger Heritage Association. Now, Pugger Heritage argue the developer's proposal will simply reserve the hill's stunning natural beauty for the wealthy. Moreover, echoing the claims of the government's own public accounts committee, Pugger Heritage suggests state land was handed over to PHDC under extremely dubious circumstances. Now, the case study you're about to view presents a range of primary, secondary, and multimedia materials that document this struggle for Pugger Hill. To that end, quite startling evidence on the land transaction behind this forced eviction will be presented. Moreover, we will also closely examine the illicit tactics employed by the state to terrorise and displace Pugger Hill's current residents. Though, when examining this case study, it is important to keep in mind that almost 1 billion people today live in informal settlements like Pugger Hill. And like Pugger Hill, these informal communities face the constant threat of forced eviction by the state and private developers. Indeed, hundreds of thousands of people each year are forcefully evicted from their homes. And sadly, these can be extremely brutal events featuring extrajudicial killings, state terror, and the mass destruction of homes and personal property. Forced evictions, therefore, arguably constitute one of the most significant state crimes of our age. And yet, it does not occur without resistance. Indeed, the fight being waged by Pugger Hill's residents is one of many being fought around the world by communities who risk further marginalisation by states who ignore their right to the city.